Hey, everybody, how you doing? It's the Danger Hour. I am your host, Jamesy Poopoos, and I gotta tell you, I'm in a great mood.
Why are you in a great mood, James?
You know, I'll tell you why. Because I got to work today. It wasn't too bad of a day. Good day, I'll say.
That's a good day, James?
I just said that, yeah, good day. But, you know, I felt a little sluggish because, like I said before, I work outside. And, you know, it was hot today, but not as hot as yesterday. Yesterday was in the 100s, okay? You understand that? 100 degrees in May?
Is he talking about the weather again?
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, I know, that's very elementary. We should be talking about more important, exciting stuff, right? Not like the fucking gay weather. Yeah, gay or nay, the weather. Gay. Here we go. I'm in a good mood because, you know, after work, like I said, I'm a little bit sluggish because of the sun beating down upon me. Raining blows upon me. So afterwards, I'm like, fuck, I got to do something about this, right? Because as soon as I get home, you know, the drive home, the horrible fucking drive home, which seems like every traffic light is conspiring against me. Like, this motherfucker thinks he's going to catch the green, huh? We'll show him. Goddamn, every fucking traffic light seems like it turns yellow at that one point of the point of no return, but the opposite, the point of complete return. Where you can't go because you're like, oh, I was so close, but I can't fucking make it. What if there's a cop sitting right there? Right in the turn in the other lane, you know what I mean? What if you're sitting right there and I go, fuck it, I'm going for it. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I can't do that shit. Those days are behind me. Okay, Paul Walker. All right, Toretto. You cool your jets. I'm not going with you. All right, so I got a coffee.
Oh, that's what's going on with you.
Yeah, I got a coffee. And, you know, it's doing me right.
But, James, you had that coffee and it brought you up, and you just had a shot of tequila and you're drinking a beer. Isn't that going to bring you right back to where you were to begin with?
Yes, yes, yes. Why do you always got to fucking bring my shit down, dude? You always got to rain on my party. You know, I'm getting kind of tired of it. Just shut the fuck up, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm just concerned about you.
No, you're not. You like telling me shit, that's all. You like nagging me. You like buzzing in my fucking ear like a bee. And you get off on that shit.
I just look out for you, though.
Okay, enough. All right, don't cry. Come here. I'm sorry. All right, look. Sometimes, you know, I let my emotions get to me, and maybe get a little out of control. And, you know, I don't mean to take it on you, okay? I'm sorry. All right. No, okay, don't cry. Come on. Just come on. Anyway, so yeah, I've had my shot of tequila, had my beer, and I'm doing just great. And you know, like he said, but I will be back to normal in a little bit because you know they cross each other out, right? The beer and the beer and the tequila and the coffee. That's right. I'm going to be right back to normal like I was, and then I'm going to be tired like I was. Anyway, goddamn it. Oh, are you updated now? My fucking my state of mind. Anyway, here we go. I gotta tell you something.
Speaking of danger,
there's danger among the Danger Kingdom, the empire here in which I live. There's an intruder. That's right.
James, is it a mouse?
No, it's not a mouse. Thank God, because those fucking vermin disgust me. You know what? I'm a little bitch when it comes to mice, or any little creature of that nature. And I turn into a woman. Ah, don't touch me. No, right? So I get up to eat breakfast today. And when I get up, it's about 4:30 in the morning. And the house is dead quiet, except for me. I go to the kitchen area, get my bowl, my spoon, my maybe Cheerios or maybe Special K vanilla almond. It depends on how I'm feeling that morning. I got to tell you, it depends on the mood I'm in. I was in a Cheerios mood, so that's that. So I sit down, crunching away, and I hear fucking noises, okay? I hear noises. I'm like, what is that? And the garage happens to be next to where I'm eating, and I hear noises in the garage, people, okay? We have an intruder. Intruder alert! Intruder alert! Do something, please! That's right. You know, I'm not hearing things.
Is it the house settling because it's old wood?
No, it's not the house settling, okay? That happens every now and then, but I know that sound. That's not what it was. It was a living thing, okay? Crawling around in the garage. I don't know what it was doing, I don't know what it was because I was too much of a bitch to go check. And dude, it's still dark at 4:30, okay? I'm not gonna, haven't you seen horror movies? Okay? Even the black guys know. Black women, they yell at the movie screen, don't go in there! Don't fucking check that shit out, man! Fuck that! They know. They know, because if you go check it out, you get fucking killed. That's what happens. So, you know, I'm better than that. Me and the blacks, we know. We know what's up. And, you know, I didn't meet my demise because, hey, I stayed my ass in the fucking house. And I listened to the creepy thing. The intruder. Now.
Was it a cat, James?
No, it wasn't a cat.
How can you be sure? You didn't go check because you said you're a little bitch.
Hey, don't get smart with me. I know it's not a cat because the thing seemed like it was kind of clumsy. You know, knocking shit around and fucking bumping into things. Cats are too slick for that, you know? They're light on their feet. This thing sounded pretty heavy, okay? And it sounded clumsy. So my guess is, really my whole guess is a possum. But I will not be surprised if there's a raccoon. I hope not a fucking skunk. I'm going to go with possum on this one. And those things are fucking gross, okay? They're gross. They're hideously ugly. And do they have rabies or some shit? Who knows? Maybe they all those animals have rabies, right? I don't fucking know. My point is I got something living in the goddamn garage. You know whose fault it is? It's these no good goddamn kids. Yeah, my kids.
I thought you were going to say the Nazi neighbor has something to do with it. Like he's plotting against you.
No. Wasn't the Nazi neighbor in this case. He's innocent.
Until proven guilty.
But yeah. The kids, you know, they moved. Okay, maybe it's my fault now that I'm thinking about it.
Maybe it is your fault, James. You're doing some inner reflections.
There's like these vents in the garage, you know what I'm talking about? You usually have like that chicken wire style fucking meshy type deal on the outside. Or the inside, sorry, to keep animals from crawling in there. Vents, I don't know what the fuck you call them. And there was holes in a couple of them. So instead of like a real man would do, go get some more meshy type wiry stuff and fix it. I just put shit in front of them. Temporary fix of the solution, right, huh? And then the kids go out there to play and they don't know what's going on. So they grab the shit that's blocking the holes and they move it. And next thing you know, I got intruders in the garage. That's how it starts, people. That's how it starts. So I'll keep you posted on that. Maybe I'll do like a, maybe I'll just sit there. What's that shit called? A stakeout. I have a stakeout in the garage. I'll make like a perch so I'm going to touch the floor so they don't run by my legs and I feel the fur or the tail graze my thigh or my thigh. my ankles. I'll build a perch and I get my gun and I'll have some night vision goggles.
You sound like a bitch, James. Why don't you just take care of it?
I am just a bitch, huh? I got to come to terms with it. Anyway. Anyway, speaking of animals, I nearly hit an animal the other day in the road. That's right. It was a squirrel. It ran across the road right in front of my car. And I got to tell you, there's an old saying. I don't know if it's really a saying or if it's a belief or a fucking theory. I don't know. I'm going to say it's a saying. If there's an animal that darts out in front of you while you're driving, you don't swerve. You just hit that fucker. Right? You heard about this one? If you swerve, you have a high risk of crashing because people that swerve, like, you know, on a deer or dogs running the road, you swerve, oh my God, you swerve not to hit them, and you wind up crashing into a tree or going off a cliff. Maybe this is mostly, like, in mountainous regions or something. I don't know. Does it work in neighborhoods in the fucking San Gabriel Valley? Wait, is that where I'm at, San Gabriel Valley? I'm not really sure. Wherever Hacienda Heights is. But, so that's the old thing, right? So I thought about that. I think about it often. Like, huh. So if there's a dog on the road that just darts out in front of me, am I really going to have the reaction time to say, hey, hit that fucker, you know what to do? Or am I going to instinctually jam the fucking wheel to the right, you know, to swerve around it and then crash and kill my whole family? So in this case, it's such a small animal, I didn't think about it. I said, fuck it, and kept driving. And, you know, he got out of the way. I didn't hit him. But I thought about that thing. I was like, you know what? I wonder how many people would actually just keep going if there was, say, a big deer ran in front of your car. Because the thing you don't want to do is fuck up your car, right? You don't want to do that shit. You don't want to have any insurance problems and your premium goes up. You want to be a sneaky asshole, or not sneaky. You want to be sly. You want to get away with it. You want to sneak around the deer, miss the tree, miss the cliff, and fucking be on your way. right? That's what you want. So I wonder how many people will actually go through with hitting the deer because that's a safe thing to do. You know, the odds are in your favor. So let's take it a step further. Let's say you are the dude or the girl, okay? Let's say you're the dude or the girl that has that shit down. Let's say you're driving through a, let's call it a country road. You're driving at a high rate of speed because it's fucking, you know, there's no one around. It's like a deserted area, kind of. You're driving along. Let's say it's at night. Let's make it further. And let's say a deer runs out in the street and stops. You know the old saying, deer in headlights. So I guess apparently they stop in front of you and they don't move because they're terrified. Do you have the ability to keep your cool and say, fuck it, he's going down? Or will you swerve? I think most people would swerve. I guess most of us would die, right? Let's take it a step further, though, what I want to get to. Let's say you are that person that said, fuck it, I'm taking him out. He's done. Better him than me, right? Let's say a person runs into the road suddenly. Are the same rules there? The same rules apply still? Do you just say, fuck it, you're in the road, I'm hitting you? Or do you swerve because there's a human now on the road? Okay? I've thought about this long and hard. And I can tell you, you fucking hit them. Okay? You don't even hesitate. Not for a second. You know why? Because that second's hesitation is the difference between him living and you living. Okay? Or her. What if it's a woman in the road? Yeah, fine. Doesn't matter. Hit that bitch. Okay? Let's say you got your kids in the car with you. Who's it going to be? Him? That one dude, or you and your kids and your wife, right? What's it come down to? It's a numbers game. And if it's got to be you or him, I say it's got to be him, right? Fuck him.
But James, that's so heartless. How can you say that? It's a fellow human being.
Yeah, I get it. But also, shouldn't the person know better than to be walking or fucking running into the middle of the road at night, especially?
What if he's in danger and he's trying to get away from someone that's chasing him and he happens to find himself in the center of a highway and you happen to be coming straight towards him?
Well, that was a mouthful, but I'm glad you got that out. And I'm going to tell you, it doesn't fucking matter because it's the same thing. Him or you. Now, if he's in harm's way, it's still you who will be killed, right? Your kids and you will be killed. So it doesn't matter the circumstances of this person. Don't worry about that, okay? Don't think about it too hard. Too hard. So you just got to hit him.
You still sound like a cold-hearted asshole.
Okay. Isn't this kind of fall into the category of, what's it called? The survival of the fittest? Only the strong survive, all that shit? So if this guy, you know, he knows the rules. He knows what's up. You don't go in the road. You know why? There's a potential hazard of being killed. So, knowing that, even if the guy is being chased, you know, he's held hostage, still, survival of the fittest, okay? And we need to weed out some of these people. There's too many people in the world. There's one less. And you're still protecting you and your family by hitting that asshole.
But, James, won't you be sued?
Oh, therein lies the, what do you call it? I don't know. I'm dumb. I should have had an extra semester of college. That would have made all the difference in the world. There's the extra added FU. You know? Who knows? But then, your kids are alive and you're alive. Okay? Your car's not rolling down a cliff because you swerved. And you're dead. So, if you could take anything away from this, it's hit people. That run in front of you when you're driving. That's what I meant. Okay. Speaking of driving and roads and stuff, guess what I saw today? You won't believe it. I didn't believe it. I was at the intersection. I was already
at work. I was in my company vehicle.
Hint, hint. And I was turning left at an intersection, and I was the first car in the line. And I see to the left of me, the street I'm turning onto, becoming the opposite direction. That makes any sense to you. Also coming to a light was a motorcycle. Now, something you can recognize easily about this motorcycle is that, first of all, the color scheme. It was mostly all black with like that neon green. It's like, oh, that's kind of cool. It was one of those Rice Rocket type Kawasaki deals. And you also notice immediately that it's a woman riding the bike.
Well, how do you know, James, if she's wearing her protective equipment?
But she wasn't. That's how you know. She was wearing a wife beater. And I got to tell you, the rack on this chick, I could see on the other side of the intersection, you know, a good 50 feet away. I can see that. And she was wearing tight clothing. This chick looked like, you know, it matched her bike, her clothing, the black and the bright neon green. This chick looked like a superhero, okay? That T-Mobile bitch has nothing on this one, okay? That chick looks like a Girl Scout selling cookies at the mall compared to this chick. This chick looked like a real hardcore badass, okay? Now comes time for me to turn. The light turns green. I'm making my left, and she's the first one in line. I was the first one in line. So now our paths are crossing in a way, in a sense. And as I'm turning, I can't stop looking at this girl's cleavage. It's unbelievable how much there was. And she's leaning forward on this fucking little, you know how the fucking bikes go, you know, leaning forward. And so she's leaning forward, and, you know, she's, I gotta tell you. And I'm looking at, you know, I'm staring. I'll be honest, I'm staring. How can you not? And I also noticed that, you know, I could feel out of the corner of my eye that she's looking at me. And so once I'm turning, this happens in the whole, like, the whole turn. This is all happening, the slow motion. Staring at the cleavage, like, oh, I'm being a creep. I think she spotted me. I look up, and her eyes are locked. And she even had one of those, like, bandana-type deals around her whole face, so only her eyes were showing. And her eyes were, like, those, like, colored eyeballs, and they popped against the black helmet. And I was like, oh, shit. It was a fucking crazy moment. It was exhilarating. But she busted me, dude. She totally busted me. But she's got to be used to it. You know, she's got it. You know what? Fuck it. She has it coming, right? Wearing that low-cut wife beater and also leaning forward. She knows what she's doing. Who the fuck am I kidding? Yeah, I'm off the hook. Asshole thought or not? I'm not. I'm off the hook on that one. Okay? You asked for it. And speaking of girls, hot girls, let's get into something else I got here in my little listy-poo. The Maxim Hot 100. Yep, that's what I said. And I'm going to pause this to take a drink because I don't want no dead air. Hold on.
I like beer.
Okay, Maxim Hot 100. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. You want to hear me get angry? Here's the time, boys and girls. This is infuriating to me. This fucking Maxim Hot 100 bullshit. Yeah, I'm going to call it bullshit. This list is fucking ridiculous, retarded, and it's infuriating. I got to tell you.
But James, isn't it just for entertainment purposes?
Oh, I don't care, dude. Why do you always got to bring me down? It's about hot chicks, right? It says it in the title. Maxim Hot 100, okay? All right? You know what you're getting, especially with Maxim, okay? As a boy, I used to look at Maxim. Boy. As a young man, young adult, I would look at this magazine, and yes, I would jerk off, okay? Don't judge me. As a young man with my raging hormones, the magazine, you know, it was something you can have around your parents, and, you know, you didn't get no eyebrows towards you. Even your old man looked at it. And your uncles and that shit, you know? It was something to be proud of. You know, your mom didn't look twice. She didn't care. So, Maxim, we got history, but I got to tell you, you let me down with this one. I haven't read a Maxim for years. Maybe over 10, 12 years, whatever, how long it's been. But it's just what you're doing nowadays. I can't sign on with you guys. I can't condone you, okay? I'm going to have to publicly denounce you right here, right now, because this list is complete shit. Now let's get into it. It's 100, okay? Hence the name Maxim Hot 100. Hence also hot. You hear that, Maxim? What do you name a magazine? Or, I mean, not a magazine, but your little thing you got going on. A Maxim Hot 100. Make it 100 people and make them hot. Huh? How about that? Can you do that, Maxim? All right, anyway, so here we go. 100. That's what you expect, right? But they took one person out. You know why? Well, I'm gonna say they took two people out because first of all, number 100 is their Maxim, what do you call it? Hometown hottie. Okay, that's a bullshit cop out. You can't include. And they say the hot. Okay, here's what they say right here. Here's the thing. Here's how they say themselves. You voted is what they first say. Okay, so they're blaming all of you, which means the public. Now, How do we vote, the public? Do you give... I didn't check in. Listen, I haven't done research on this, okay? So I'm just talking out of my ass. If I'm a dummy, then so be it. I'm sorry. But I'm assuming you go to the website, and they got a whole list of girls you can click on. Oh, she's the hottest one. And that's how they do it. That's what I'm thinking, right? But I don't know. It would make more sense if you submitted your own name. Like, oh, let's say, okay, let's take an obvious one. People like, you know, Angelina Jolie. Let's say Angelina Jolie, you think she's the hottest one. So you go, dear Maxim, I think Angelina Jolie should be the hottest one. That's how it should be. Not you pick from a list of fucking people they've already preordained. Because, you know, that's biased and that's bullshit, okay? I'm not on board with that. Okay, here we go. What else do they say here? You voted. We counted. Mostly with our fingers. See what they did there? They're being crafty. They mean with their dicks, too. And we can say with absolute... Oh, here's the best part. And this is where I'm fucking furious. Listen to this, boys and girls. And we can say with absolute certainty that before you lies the definitive list of the world's sexiest women. Fuck you, Maxim, okay? Here's my fuck you moment, okay? Yeah, but James, you always do the fuck you moment at the end of the show. I understand that, and I will do one later, but this is just for, you know, just stress my point on this. Fuck you, Maxim, okay? Okay?
Calm down, James. Why is this bugging you so much?
You know, this doesn't bug me that much. I mean, you get to look at a lot of good-looking girls, but there's a whole lot of blasphemy involved with this, too. Like I was saying, the number 100 is the Maxim hometown hottie, which is a good idea. Hey, hot girls, send us your pictures. You know, we'll pick the hottest one we can find. Now, she in no right deserves a spot, even if it's the last spot, on the 100 most beautiful women in the world, okay? That's bullshit, because that's one of your fucking goddamn contests you put together. That's not fair.
But it's their magazine.
Oh, yeah. Yo, go fuck yourself. Okay? Even they're not above the list. And this chick, I got to tell you, this chick is okay. She's, you know, she's a cute girl, good looking. Some would say she's hot. I'll say she's hot. Face is a little weird. But I'm not going to tell you who it is right now. She is still hot as fuck compared to number one that they picked. Okay? The number 100 is hotter than the number one hottest girl in the world, according to Maxim. Okay. Anyway, let me just scan this shit real quick. You know these girls, do you? Kelly Pickler, you like her? I think she's cute, man. Yeah, she's pretty hot. I like her personality, that little fucking southern.
Oh, but James, it's not about personalities. Oh, I'm glad you brought that up,
because that's another part of this thing. Is personality allowed? Okay, is personality involved, or is it strictly the hot 100? Maxim, I'm not so sure. You didn't make it clear. On a side note, I got to give a shout out to, I can't say his name, can I? I don't fucking remember anymore. The Ned Files, okay? Fuck it, I don't give a shit, okay? You can go fuck yourself, Peterson. That's who I'm talking to. Peterson. Peterson is on the Ned Files podcast, and he came up with a great fucking idea to have a hump day every Wednesday, okay? Great idea. I'm a little jealous I didn't come up with it myself. That's a great idea. So he put, he has people vote on... And that's the beauty thing. He let you vote yourself, okay? Maxim, pay attention. So you can vote on the hottest chick you think is the hottest one, you know? And you submit it to him. And then he has like a Super Bowl bracket. And he pits, you know, one hottie versus another hottie. And, you know, people vote on it. Great idea. I like it. The thing about that is I have interjected many times because people start saying, oh, you know, I like her, but... I don't like her personality. This other girl, she's not as pretty, but her personality is way better. But it's like, dickhead, it's not about who would you fucking like to engage in conversation with. It's fucking hump day, right, Peterson? It's about looks. And I would imagine the Hot 100 is about purely looks. So why do they factor in personality? Which they do. And I merely said something about Pickler because I wanted to illustrate that point. But besides her personality being awesome, Kelly Pickler is a fucking really cute girl. Look her up. Next up, Zooey Deschanel. Hey, look at that. One of my faves. She's number 95. You believe that shit? That's right. Oh, here we go. Here's my problem. Number 93. Lindsay Torres.
James, who's Lindsay Torres?
Exactly. Nobody fucking knows. You know why?
Why is that, James?
Because you would not know her, even if you saw her. Even if she was standing next to you at the mall, you wouldn't know who the fuck this woman is. She happens to be the owner slash heiress of the In-N-Out Corporation. Okay? In-N-Out, fucking danger approved. California boys approved. All that shit. Great burgers. Love the place. This chick is not hot. I'm sorry. Let's see. Hold on. What they said again. This is fucked up.
The youngest American female billionaire. So let's get this straight. Fast food, tons of dough, and sex appeal. Need we say more?
This chick is not fucking sexy, okay? She's not fucking sexy whatsoever. She's gross, okay? And the picture they got of her is she's surrounded by 30 fucking employees. Okay, she's not even in a solo picture. I'm sorry, dude. Maxim, fuck you on that one. Here we go. Scanning the list. You know, good-looking women so far. A couple. Yeah, look at you. Oh, Kat Dennings, number 83. I'm sorry. No, I don't get it. File this under I don't understand what the fuck is going on. Okay? File it under that. Okay? I don't understand Kat Dennings. I heard a lot of guys say she's hot. I don't fucking get it. She's not hot. She is not. Let me say it again 3 more times. She's not hot. Do I got my ruby slippers on? Let me check. No, I don't. She's not fucking hot, okay? She's not hot. There are many other girls. Pick another girl. This is not about personality. Oh, she's got a cool personality. No. This is the hot 100, okay? The hot 100. Okay, skip a few girls, including Jamie Chung. I think a lot of dudes are into that chick. Got the Asian persuasion thing going on. Look at number 79 over here. A fucking ogre.
James, don't be so hard on her. Did you just say hard on? Take a drink, asshole.
I'll drink for you. Her name is Hoda. I can't even pronounce her name. Hoda Kotb. I don't fucking know. I think she's some kind of host on the Today Show. Okay? And she's fucking gross. She's old as shit. She looks like a dude in a wig and a black dress. I'm not fucking around. Okay? I'm not exaggerating. This chick is not attractive.
Oh, but for her age, she's lovely.
Ah, you just said lovely. Oh, I don't believe it. I don't like it. I'm sorry. She does not deserve a fucking place on this list. I'm sorry.
Oh, but shouldn't an older woman have a place on the list as well?
Fine. Okay, I'll even give you that. But she's not the hottest in the fucking world in her age bracket, okay?
James, you're so angry.
I'm telling you. I'm not really that angry. I'm just going off.
For show purposes.
Oh, next up, look at this. Keisha. Really? Keisha? Number 78? I don't get it. She seems to... No. I'm going to say no on that one. The next one under her, 77, she's even fucking more hideous than all of the ones I've said so far. I would even take Kat Dennings over this thing, whatever the fuck she is. Her name is Janina Gavankar. And she is scary, dude. She'll make something nice to put up during Halloween, okay? Scare off the kids off your porch. I'm sorry. I can't get in on that. Emma Roberts. You know what? You know, she's not that hot, but there's something about Emma Roberts that does it for me. I like watching her movies. She's got that X factor. I like looking at her. Anyway, let's keep going here. Oh, look at this. Catherine McPhee. I thought she was hot a while back. I think she might be losing it, though. Married life. No good, man. Catherine, get a divorce. Number 72, Jessica Chastain. Oh! And again, she's not that hot, but she's got that timeless fucking classic beauty, I think. That redheaded chick from Zero Dark Thirty. Okay? She's got that X factor about her. Like I said, I'll say it again. Relax. You know what? I say she's hot, dude. She's got something about her. I like her. But not her personality. I'm saying the way, you know, she looks. I like the way she carries herself. Oh, she was the chick on The Help. The big breasted girl, the woman they had her on there. She couldn't cook. That was her. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Number 69. Listen to this shit, dude. Outrageous. There's a bikini floating in midair with a beach behind it. Okay? It's a fucking bikini floating in the air, and it says Manti Te'o's fake girlfriend. Okay, Maxim, fuck you once again. Maxim, what are you doing to me? Why would you waste a spot? Okay? Why would you do it for a joke? Okay? You know me. I like jokes. Okay? But this seems like a holy list. Okay? You can't fuck with this stuff. You're taking it too far. You ruined a spot right there. You should have had this whole list and then put, you know, oh, runner up on the side. You know, next page. We were going to involve this one. Okay, you just wasted a spot for a fucking cheap joke. I don't like it. When it comes to hot girls, there's no joking around. Who's next? Oh, here we go. Number 62. Cameron Diaz. Will you please, please stop putting Cameron Diaz on fucking lists, okay? Please. 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 Okay, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Please stop. Stop. Just stop. Brooklyn Decker. Eh, whatever. Amber Heard. Amber Heard. Look at her. Number 58. We talked about her in the last show. Looking hot as fuck on the Rum Diaries. Oh, my God. You know, I know they did her up for a movie. They put a bunch of makeup on her and the lighting was perfect. But goddamn. If you watch the Rum Diaries, that chick looks damn near perfect in that movie. That's all I'm going to say about that. Eva Mendes. Ugh. No. I'm not down with that shit. Oh, here we go. Number 54. Oh, boy. Look at this. Oh. Kamala Harris. Who's that, James? Once again, exactly. She's a middle-aged attorney general of California.
Who gives a rat's ass?
Okay. Maxim.
Guilty.
Of fraud, okay? She's not one of the 100 hottest women in the world. She's not. I don't even... Oh, someone that practices law. That's hot. Shut the fuck up, okay? Wasted another spot. All right, let's keep going with this. I'm getting tired of myself bitching. I'm sure you are too. All right, so we got... let's see. Brittany Snow. Lake Bell. Looks okay. Sofia Vergara. Look at that. Ashley Green, the broad from Twilight. Keep going down here. The chick from Modern Family, the one Lito likes. Let's see what else we got here. Zoe Saldana. Okay. Oh, let me stop. Number 37. I don't fucking get this one either. Amanda, is that Seyfried? I don't fucking get it. This chick is hideous to me, but a lot of dudes like her. A lot of dudes. She was on Little Red Riding Hood. She was on Les Miserables. She's a blondie. She's gross, dude. Her eyeballs are all fucking huge. You know what? I think her and the Kat Dennings chick are very similar. She's the blonde and she's the brunette. You know, the yin and yang of this weird fucking looking girls. But guys love these girls. I don't know what it is. Oh, I think I do. Is it the large breast? Is that what it is? Fellas, is that what it is? Okay, we need to put an end to this, okay? Stop it. No more voting for her. She's always on these fucking lists. I don't understand. No. No more. Okay, let's see. Moving on. The chick from Big Bang Theory. Nah, her face is fucking gross. But whatever. I won't bitch about her too much. Oh, number 31. Charlize Theron.
Oh, James, she's a classic beauty. Timeless. Timeless.
I understand. Now look, I'm not taking away from Charlize Theron. I say that she's a beautiful woman. What I gotta say is, she super dicked me.
James, what's super dicked mean?
If you're not a listener to the show, or regular, I'll say. Super dicked means when somebody ruins something for you. And it's called super dicked because I was digging The Dark Knight Rises for a while until I talked to Super Dick about it, and he made me hate the movie. Nah, not really. I don't hate the movie, but he made me depreciate. He depreciated the value in my head. So yeah, in turn, he super dicked me. And I'm telling you, the movie Monster super dicked Charlize Theron for me. I can never look at her the same way. Don't know what Monster is? Look at it, dude. She looks like a fucking mess. She gained a bunch of weight. She looks, and her hair's all fucked up, and her face is all pocky. Ugh. Teeth are all ruined. And I know it's a movie. But, you know, she looked hideous. She never recovered from me in my head. Anyways, I'm sorry. Next up, Hayden Panettiere. Whatever. Okay, here we go. Number 29. Ronda Rousey. I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. I know she's on here because of the big, oh, the first woman that won a UFC fight. Great. Good for you. You're not fucking hot. Okay, you're not hot. But she's a good-looking fighter. She's the best-looking fighter. I don't give a shit. Okay? No. No place on the list. Especially number 29. Really? Ronda Rousey is hotter than... Hold on, let me look. First of all, hotter than Amber Heard? No. Hotter... Peterson would throw a fit. Hotter than Emmy Rossum? No. Rossum? No, I don't know if I had her name. Hotter than Brittany Palmer? UFC girl, number 67? No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Ronda Rousey, you have no fucking... You have no business on this list. All right, let's get into the real meat and potatoes of this fucking list. All right, the top 30. You would think would be all fucking knockouts, right? Well, let's see. After Ronda Rousey is Olivia Munn. I got to tell you, I'm on board with that one. I like it. Superdick would agree. Danielle Fischel. Oh, that's... Oh, you know what that is? That's Topanga from Boy Meets World. I got to tell you. I don't think so. She looks good in photos. And most of these girls do look good in photos because they fucking doctor them up like crazy. But I think she... You know what she looks like to me? She looks like when you shove your closet, when you have it full of shit, and you get it in there just right. Everything's crammed in there. Everything's perfect. But as long as you keep the door closed. As soon as you open that door, it's all fucking coming out. That's what she looks like to me. Okay? They might make it look all nice and neat on pictures, but it seems like if you saw her, it would just all go to shit. Demi Lovato, I don't really know who that is, but she looks all right. She looks whatever. Katrina Bowden, she looks hot as fuck. Oh, you know who that is? That's a chick from 30 Rock, the assistant girl. Good looking face, decent body. She looks hot as fuck in this picture. Anyway, Blake Lively, whatever. Heather Graham, old news. Christina Hendricks, wait, is that the chick from Mad Men? Again, dude, it's just a big rack, that's all. She's not that hot. I guess the guys like big tits, huh? I'm a fan of big tits, but when is too big, too big? Emma Stone. I don't get this one, dude. Why? Emma Stone, nothing. Cute girl. I would give you that. But she's not hot. Okay, I'm sorry. Distinguish between the two. Next up, Megan Fox. Okay, Megan Fox. I gotta tell you. Megan Fox used to be hot as fuck. Okay? She should be called Megan Fox back in the day, but not anymore. She got plastic surgery. You know, can you tell? She looks weird now. She looks weird. I saw this picture online the other day. They put a side-by-side shot of her, I think like 5 years ago. Dude, she was way fucking hot back 5 years ago, and now she looks weird. Okay? Put look at that. Look it up. The side-by-side of Megan Fox, okay? She's still hot, okay? Don't get me wrong. She deserves a place on this list, okay? If you're going to go by the hottest women in fucking, in the spotlight, in Hollywood and all that shit, she for sure has got to be on this list. But she took a major fucking dump from a few years ago. All right, next up, Emma Watson. I think she's a cute little fuck. I think she's cute, man. I think she's really cute. Kind of has like a boy kind of body going on. But maybe just petite enough to save it. I like that chick. Who's Emma Watson, James? She was a chick from Harry Potter. Yeah. She was on something about My Life as a Wallflower. That movie was gay. No, it was good. You should check it out. She's good in the movie, too. Oh, here we go. 18. Ariane Celeste. One of my personal favorites. And which was my pick for Peterson's little fucking play over there. That's right. But I got to tell you something. I never thought the day would come. I mean, gorgeous girl, okay? Don't get me wrong. Gorgeous, hot as fuck. But I've been super dicked. Ariane Celeste has been super dicked for me. Oh, what happened, James? How can this be? I know, I understand your shock. I gotta tell you, it's YouTube. She does this thing called Cineflix, I think. Cineflix? Skinflix? I forget what it's called. I forget what it's fucking called. But she basically does movie trivia and strips. She asks stupid questions and tells you about them, and she strips, and they play this fucking dubstep music in slow motion. Or no, they play the music and she's in slow motion taking her clothes off. But she makes the stupidest fucking faces when she's taking her clothes off. Like, she's trying to be sexy, but she looks awkward. Yeah, dude, that's her. I never thought about that. I never thought it would faze me. I never thought it. But, you know, after watching the first video, I think it was like the Simpsons trivia. I stumbled upon it somehow, and I was like, oh, let's check this out. She's just awkward looking, like the awkward trying to be sexy look. And I got to tell you, it didn't do it for me. She got super dicked for me that day. Ugh, I'm sorry, dude. Fucking Ariane. Just go back to holding that goddamn fight card and walking around, okay? Don't be talking. Don't be trying to be sexy. Okay, just walk around. Jessica Alba, I'm on board with that. I'll say she's hot, even though I'm not that much of a fan of her, but I appreciate, I can appreciate it. Olivia Wilde, same deal. She also falls for me into the category. It's a very select category. The category is girls that are hot yet weird looking. She's in that category for me. Scarlett Johansson, I don't give a fuck about her. She can pass away and won't faze me. Beyonce, go fuck yourself, Beyonce. No, everyone's over you. Okay, you're done. Taylor Swift, oh my god. Oh, fuck that. No. This chick is not hot, man. I gotta tell you. Again, I'll say she's a cute girl, but she's not hot. Kate Beckinsale, look at that. Classic, timeless beauty. That's all I'll say about my Kate, okay? That's all I'll say about you, baby doll. Speaking of Kate, Katy Perry. No, I got to say you're out this one. You're out. You don't deserve any. You were hot when you first came out, I guess. But I think you're old news. I don't look at you anymore and go, oh, look at her. And it's like, eh, I'm done. I'm over you. Alicia Cuthbert. Isn't she fucking like 10 years ago hot? You're out. Vanessa Hudgens. She's cute, but no more. Kate Upton. Oh, boy. I don't see it. Everyone makes a big deal about this chick. I think it's just still, it's that big boob thing. That's all I see. It's the big boob thing. I'm sorry. She just said another random fucking, dime a dozen blondes. Big-breasted blondes. I'm sorry. Tell your story walking, bitch. Next up is Ashley Tisdale. Okay, I got to tell you about this chick. Oh, man. No good. I'm sorry. She has that forever look on her face like she just smelled shit. You know what I'm talking about? She looks like she just got a little whiff. A subtle whiff of shit. That's what she has, the look on her face. Jennifer Love Hewitt. Again, dude, you're 10 years too far. I'm sorry. You were hot as fuck, but, your best years are behind you. Jennifer Lawrence, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to you, too. But, no. Good-looking girl, but, no. Sorry. Mila Kunis. I'll give it to you. I'm sort of over her too, but I'll let you have it. Number four, I don't fucking think so. You should be 84, but fine. Rihanna, you too. Rihanna, you should be at the end of the fucking list. I'm kind of tired of looking at your big fucking big face. Your weird eyes. Yeah, I'm over you. Oh, here we go. Selena Gomez. Selena Gomez looks like they successfully breeded a horse jockey and an elf. A Keebler elf, okay? If a good-looking horse jockey and a good-looking Keebler elf hooked up, Selena Gomez would be the product of that. Okay? That's what I'm going to tell you. And number one. Oh, my God. Here we go. The moment we all been waiting for, people. The moment where you grab the knife now. Get your knife positioned. Get it ready. Put it right over your heart. Okay? Your heart is to the center of your chest, but then go to the left about 3 inches, I'm going to say. Depending on how big you are. Let's say 2.5 inches. Get it right there. And get ready. Get ready to thrust. Put your are you right-handed? Okay. If you're right-handed, put your left hand on the handle. Have the blade facing, touching your chest, 2 inches from the center of your rib cage. And get it there ready. Get the point already dug in. Maybe you should remove your clothing so there's less layers to go through. Get it right there locked up. And grab with the left hand, grab the handle. With your right hand, hold the back, okay? The top of the knife. And as soon as I tell you the name, just pull with your left and thrust with your right and go just pierce your heart and be done with life, okay? Because that's what you're going to feel like when you hear this shit. All right? Oh, my God. Number one. The number one hottest woman in the world, according to Maxim Magazine, Miley Cyrus. I'm going to take a drink while you guys are all gasping, okay? I'll give you some time to soak that in. Miley fucking Cyrus. The hottest girl in the world, they say. I think that says it all, boys and girls. All right, you know what? I'm not gonna go too hot on her either because that's a target. I'm sorry, I'm above that. Okay, I've made some decisions in my life and I've done some soul searching and I'm not gonna pick on the less fortunate or the easy targets. Okay, that's just being a bully. So I'm gonna leave you with that. I'm gonna leave it alone. I'm not gonna touch it anymore. I think my 43 minutes of laughter right just then was enough to show you what I feel about that shit. Okay? All right, I'm done with this. That was long, but hopefully you agree with me on some of those. And yeah, there you go. All right, let's move on to Stranger Danger. People are strange when you're a stranger. All right, Jim Morrison, thanks. That was great. I appreciate it. And here we go. Stranger Danger, that is where I bring up some stories that are maybe a little strange. And here's the first story. A teacher died. Okay? Guess how she died, boys and girls. Maybe the worst way anybody could ever die. She choked on a hot dog at Wrigley Field before a Cubs game. Isn't that a fucked up way to die? She was going to watch the Cubs in the bleachers when something... Oh, here's what the story said. I'm sorry. That's what I'm reading. I'm fucking the whole thing up. Here's what the article said that I read. It goes, blah, 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 blah. Choked on a hot dog really filled. Before a Cubs game, ready to watch the Cubs from the bleachers Sunday when something went terribly wrong during a pregame snack. What a horrible way to say someone choked on a fucking hot dog, right? Oh, man, I thought the shit was... I was actually laughing. I was LOLing when I read that. That was funny. But anyways, I just wanted to talk about how fucked up that would be. You know, out of all the ways you could die, okay? Out of all the things you do in your life, and for such a stupid fucking reason to die, something you do all the time, every day, which is eat, you know? You eat every fucking day. How many years has this woman been eating, and then she dies from eating a hot dog? Oh, there's so many jokes there. Too soon? But, you know, chokes on a fucking hot dog. I just can't get over that, no matter how many times I think about it. Like, imagine if you're that dude's boyfriend or husband. You know, it's like, oh, where's Jane? Oh, Jane couldn't be here. Why not? You know, we set the invite for John and Jane. Yes, but you know, she died. She died? How did she die? Oh my God, I'm sorry. How did she die? She choked. What happened? What was she eating? She was eating a hot dog. I'm sorry, dude. Is that insensitive? Is that insensitive to laugh? Some chick died from choking on a hot dog. I think if anyone dies from choking on a hot dog, it's funny, right? Automatically. For realsies. Automatically, that shit is funny. Doesn't matter who the fuck you are. And that's like you're a punchline now. The rest of everyone else's existence that knows you. You know? Hey, you know, who's this guy in the photo? Grandpa? Oh, that's your Uncle Joe. Oh, yeah? What happened to him? Oh, he died. He choked on a hot dog. You are forever the hot dog person. That's it. You're getting laughed at the rest of, well, I guess you're dead. You don't fucking care, but that's your legacy you left behind. So people, just if you can learn anything from this story, when you're eating a hot dog, be very careful. Okay? You don't want that to be the last thing you eat. You know, and then you die and then you're that guy. Okay? All right. Next up we got here is, oh boy. Is this a little too racy to cover? Amanda Berry? You know about that chick?
Of course you know, James. It's all over the news.
I know. But it's not news until you hear it here. this is crazy shit. Stranger danger indeed, my friend. Very strange. A girl was abducted and kept in a basement for 10 fucking years. Why, this dude just used her as a fucking, pretty much as a blow-up doll.
That's not right, James. How are you comparing a human being to a blow-up doll? That's not right.
All right, fine. He used her like a tube sock.
James, it's even worse.
He used her like a piece of shit. Not literally, you know? The guy came in and banged this chick. Whenever you got a horny, imagine that, dude. Imagine you went, I mean, hey, this is like the old days, right? When you're a king. Bring me a whore at once. You know what? Bring me two. Right. That's what it's come down to. But this guy, he went, you know, he's not royalty. So he's like, yeah, I got a good idea. We can't do that no more because there's, you know, I'm not royalty for one. And you can't treat women like that no more. So I know what I'll do. I'll grab a girl or two or three and I'll lock them in a basement and tie them up with ropes and chains. And I'll have them whenever I desire. That's what I'll do. Sounds like a good idea on paper. I got to agree with you. But it seems like it's just frowned upon, I think. Yeah, you can't do that, dude. Yeah, you know, I'm making light of it, but it's pretty fucking crazy. It's probably the worst. It's the worst thing you can do to somebody, I think. It's, you know, killing someone, that's a bad thing, but at least they're dead. This is pretty much fucking torture for 10 years, dude. You're, oh my God. I can't imagine getting raped.
Yes, I can. Oh my God.
No, honestly, it's the worst thing you can do to someone. Raping someone is the worst fucking thing you can do to them. Okay? It's fucking horrible. And this guy did it for 10 years. And even worse than that. Oh, there's a worse, James? You just said it's the worst thing ever. Yeah, there is. How about getting pregnant and the dude fucking kicking your stomach and punching your stomach so the baby gets lost? Oh, it's home abortion. That guy should open up his own abortion clinic. He'll be way cheaper because he gets to have fun punching you in the stomach. Sorry. Oh, Christ. That is fucked. This whole thing, man. And just, I'm thinking about the psychological impact on this woman, right? Imagine you're a little girl, not a little girl, but you're a young fucking girl, you know, pre-adult, right? And you get abducted and just countlessly raped and beat up and fucking tied up and I'm imagining drugged. Oh, fuck. How can she be expected to live a normal life in society nowadays? How? It seems damn near impossible to me. How can you fucking adjust from that? That's it, dude. She's damaged forever. There's no fucking way to bounce back from that, right? I don't know. I don't fucking know. And she's got a baby now? What, the guy? What, you missed a couple kicks? Hey, buddy, you missed some kicks, huh? I guess you missed one. Huh? I guess what? You're 1 for 10 or 15. How many babies did you kill, dude? You should have gotten all of them, dickhead. That was a fucking baby walking around. The product of your ass. Yeah, the product of your shenanigans. Walking around, alive. How great is that kid going to be when he grows up? Or shit, was it a girl? It's a girl, dude. It's a girl. Oh, fucking A. Great. There's two you ruined. What's the point, man? I guess there is no point. I guess he's crazy for a reason, but whatever. I digress. I'll be done with that one. That's a sensitive subject. I think I butchered it enough. And okay. Basically, the rape. Don't do that. Okay. All right. Next up, we have last one. Dude, it's all women in this one. It's all women. It's a woman. It's a woman fest. Like I said earlier, Angelina Jolie. Look at that. She's in the news.
Why is she in the news, James? She do another movie? A provocative movie?
No. No, she didn't.
Did she adopt another child, James?
Nope. She didn't do that either.
Are her and Brad Pitt... Oh, please don't tell me her and Brad Pitt are breaking up. Please don't tell me that.
No, that's not what it is either. She just had her breasts cut off.
Oh my God, was she abducted and tortured?
No. No. She did it herself. It's not that cut and dry. She apparently, her mother... breast cancer runs in her family. Her mother died at 56 from breast cancer. And apparently, you know, she wanted to take action. She wanted to be proactive. So she had both of her breasts removed, which to me is a bold fucking move, considering that's, you know, how she made her millions. I mean, let's be honest. But she's a good actress. Okay, I get it, but still. I guess the theme tonight is big breasts, huh? Guys like big breasts, and the reason she's a fucking star, and don't lie to me when I say this. I'm sorry. Don't disagree with me when I say this. And you're lying to yourself. That's what I wanted to say. The reason she's a star is because of her breasts, right? That's it. Okay? And her dad's John Voight. That helps. But, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a dummy. When I first heard she got her double mastectomy. Hold on. Double mastectomy? Is that what it's called? Yeah. I'm smart. A mastectomy, if you didn't know, is removal of a breast. And since she has both of them removed, it's a double mastectomy. And there you go. So she had both of her breasts cut off. And right when I heard about that, I was like, whoa. Now she's a flat-chested freak. Now what? How are you going to be a movie star? And then right away, I was like, oh, wait a minute, dummy. She probably got implants, which is what happened. She got implants. She probably looks even better than she did before. Now they're all lifted and plump looking, probably. God, dude, that your mom dying of breast cancer was the best thing that ever happened to you, Angelina Jolie. Oh, too far again? I'm sorry.
Or am I?
So yeah, I think this is going to revitalize her career. You know, she's going to be... Dude, she got her fucking breasts done. Come on. Guys were already all over that chick to begin with. Imagine her with a tune-up. It's all over. She's going to be the new hottest thing all over again. It had to be her plan, right? She hasn't really been in like a hot movie for a while, right? It's like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to get my breasts done. And say it was because of cancer. I'll be a fucking hero. And on top of that, my career will be fucking revitalized. Finalized. Genius move, if you ask me, Jolie. I got to tell you. Good for you. And there you go. Instead of having an 87% chance of getting the disease, she's now limited her chances to under 5%. Look at that. All right. Oh, and a 98% chance of her career enhancing. Oh, look at that. I'm just kidding. All right. And here we go. That's it with that. I'm done. Real quick, I want to add something else about women while I'm on the subject. The other night, my wife and I were watching Game of Thrones. Like I said, I just got into the first season.
You're so far behind, James.
Yes, again, I don't have cable. And go fuck yourself if you judge me. I think I'm on episode 6, I believe. 7, maybe. And in this episode, my wife and I were watching it. The queen mouths off to the king in front of his buddy. And he just turns and he fucking slaps the shit out of her, dude. It was so beautiful. Because the chick was being a cunty bitch, okay? That's why. If she was being innocent, not saying shit, it's like, oh, come on, dude. That's fucked up. But she was asking for it. Now, here's my point. My wife, Natalie, saw this happen along with me, and she was like, I saw her get excited, like, fuck yeah. And I go, whoa, I pause it. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here?
What?
I was like, you like seeing that? She's like, yeah, fuck yeah. And I was like, oh, you just proved it. Every now and then a woman needs to get smacked in the fucking mouth. And she's like, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying she's a bitch and she deserved it. I'm like, oh, so you're telling me when a woman is being a bitch, she deserves a good smack in the mouth. And you can't say shit about it.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm
like, that's what it sounds like to me. So next time you get smacked in the mouth, I don't want you to cry to me. Or the police, for that matter. All I'm saying is, I got to tell you guys, mostly the guys out there, this has been woman approved by my wife. It's okay if a woman's being a cunty bitch, just smack her in the face. Okay? My wife and Game of Thrones approves. And now I do too. And now I'm going to stand by that and I'm going to say no more. All right, let's move on. And let's go to...
I fancy that.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's... I fancy that.
Fancy.
Oh! 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 I fancy that. All right. Here we go. This week, I fancy... Oh boy, listen to this one. Women? Oh, look. I've been shitting on women the whole fucking show. And now I get to turn it back around, people. I get to redeem myself with this one. Women that I'm going to say have old school qualities about them. But James, aren't you talking about every woman that's not American? Yeah, I guess you're right. The American women are a mess now because they're so empowered and they feel like they're entitled to stuff. And you know what? I got to tell you, the Mexican women, they know their place. And that was a sexist comment of the day. Look, I said I was going to redeem myself and I totally shit on women again. Let me stop. Okay, back up. Here's what I want to say. This fancy is, it's like an outsourced fancy, okay? Because it's not my personal fancy because I don't get this treatment. I'm going to say a fancy in regards to Gas Boy's wife.
Why are you saying fancy Gas Boy's wife? Are you guys having an affair?
That's not what I'm saying. Hey, hold on. Don't jump to conclusions like that. What's your problem?
Just the way you're talking. I don't know. That's just what the first thing I thought.
Okay. Just hear me out before you start jumping to conclusions, right? What I fancy about Gas Boy's wife is he told me recently, you know, we hung out and had some beer, and he told me that she will wake up almost every morning. Now, granted, he starts work at 6:30 a.m., okay? And she starts work at 8 or 8:30. She will wake up at 5-something and make him breakfast most mornings. Do you fucking believe that, okay? Now, she's not one of these, like, wetback chicks. Completely Americanized. I don't even think she knows... hold on. I don't think she even knows Spanish. Okay? Now, I know her very well. No, she doesn't know Spanish. She's pretty Americanized. But this chick will wake up and make this dude breakfast. And that's fucking awesome, dude. My wife won't do that shit. There's no way in hell. Not a chance.
But James, you're not really a man then, because...
Whoa. Stop what you're saying. I don't want to hear the rest. Okay? I'm going to say I'm a modern day man. And that means you got to be a little bit of a fag. You have to let them be their own people, okay? You got to let them be... You got to give them their rights as women. Okay? You can't be a...
Oh, you're saying that Gas Boy doesn't treat his wife like a...
Oh, shit. I'm just digging a deeper hole. Just keep digging it in deeper, James. All right, I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop it. I'm going to say all I do is I fancy a woman with those characteristics because my grandmother, God rest her soul, great fucking woman, okay?
You're just saying that because she was your grandmother, and why would you say she was a bad woman?
No, that's not true, okay? She was a great fucking woman. I'm not being biased. Everyone says so. The quintessential grandmother, you know, classic fucking perfect grandma, okay? Now, she would also, for my grandfather, when he was working in construction, he would have to get up early as fuck and drive sometimes to the high desert. And that's a good fucking distance, okay? She would get up at 3 or 4 in the morning, whatever time it was, and make the guy breakfast every fucking morning. Make him his lunch for work. You know, they don't make him like that no more. Except for Gas Boy's wife, it seems. It's unheard of. I gotta do a poll of all the American men that I know. Yeah, with American wives, that's the important factor. And see which one of them do it. Because that's a dying fucking breed. Pretty much, I think they're all fucking dead. Okay? Try it out. Ask friends of yours. You know? About women that would do this. And you look at the statistics on that one. But anyway. The fact that she does that. That's fucking awesome. Not taken away from my wife. I love my wife. But, you know, she doesn't do that stuff. So I can't say I fancy her in this regard. I'm going to say. In that sense, I fancy that. Yep, I'm a little jealous. All right, and now it's time to close out the show with the darkest moment of all. It's the fucky moment. And here we go.
Fuck you!
Oh, yes! Okay, here we go, closing it out. Here's what I fuck you. Oh, boy, look at this one. Oh, boy. I'm going to say fuck you to Korean barbecue.
But, James, what's wrong with Korean barbecue? That sounds like a lovely dinner.
Oh, I know it does sound like a lovely dinner, but I got to tell you, I was fooled. I was duped, okay? For Mother's Day, took my wife out to Alhambra area, the spot I passed by going to work, you know? One day, passed by Main Street. That's where I saw the black midget, by the way. That's right. The black midget riding the Razor scooter. That's where I saw him. So I told my wife, you know what? I want to take you over there. You know, there's some restaurants around there. Let's go check it out. It was really, I had ulterior motives, okay? I wanted to go to this spot called 38 Degrees. It's a brew house. That's where I wanted to go. But, you know, once we park, I go, oh, let's go there. And she goes, we've already been there before with Gas Boy and his wife. Oh, boy. We did? I was like, I forgot all about it. And she was like, so let's just take a walk and see where else we can go. It's like, fuck. Anyway, we're walking around. Oh, there's a Korean barbecue place. Let's go there. I was like, hey, it's your day. It's your day. Sugar tits, whatever you want to do, we'll do it. So we go. We walk in there, sit down. Nice place. Looked pretty fancy. I liked it. Guy came around. What would you like, sir? What would you like? What would you like to eat? So I ordered some spicy chicken. We ordered some Kobe beef type stuff. We ordered, a few other things because, you know, it's all you can eat. Blah, 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 blah. Here comes the dish. Raw meat. Slaps it in front of my face. I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Raw meat. That's right. You have a little like grill in your table, which I thought, okay, maybe you call me a retard. Yeah, I'm a retard. I'll admit it. I thought that was just an area to keep your fucking food warm. Because I thought that brought you so much meat, you know, you keep it there warm. I was like, what a great idea. How considerate. But no, it's not. Apparently, I'm a fucking dummy. And I'm the last guy on earth that has gone to a Korean barbecue spot. Because I had no idea. You got to cook your own food. To me, it seems like pointless. Like, what's the reason to go to a restaurant and spend a good amount of money if you got to cook it yourself? I didn't like that shit. Call me a fag.
Fag.
I know. I don't know. I'll take it. It just seems dumb to me. And besides the fact that, how do they not get blamed for people getting food poisoning for not fully cooking their chicken? You know what I mean? How is that legal? I'd imagine many people undercook their chicken and then, you know, maybe get sick. Food poisoning, have the shits. I don't know. I was cool. I made sure we cooked it long enough. But all I want to say is I felt like I was duped. Maybe by my wife. She never told me anything about that. Maybe she's like everyone else and assumed that I'm just a fucking retard. Like, oh, you didn't know that? Everyone knows that. Yeah, I didn't know it. Thanks. So I didn't like it. I much prefer Brazilian barbecue, which I went to with Eddie Gears. And, you know, they bring the meat to you already cooked. Then they say, hey, do you want this, fucker? You want this fat fucking piece of meat in your mouth?
That's what she said.
Or, no, that's what he said. Who knows? Is that shit dying? It's dead, right? But the point is, you have your green and your red side of your fucking thing on your table. And the green means keep bringing my ass meat. The red means stop bringing me meat because I'm too fat now. I've been fattened up and I'm done. But the thing is, they'll bring meat, okay? Hey, here's the meat. Do you want some? That's much better than, what do you want? Oh, I'll try the chicken. Here you go, fucker. Cook it yourself. Nah, dude. I don't like it. I don't like it. The English king almost came out of me. What is this? What is the meaning of this? Take it away and bring it to me cooked. God damn it. You know what? It really made me fucking, it made me, what's the word? I was just, I'll just go with an easy one. Disappointed. That's it. I'm done. You know what? Fuck you, Korean barbecue. Maybe, you know what? Maybe, no, I take it back. There's nothing wrong with that. Fuck you to me. Because I'm a dummy. And I didn't like it. Okay? Chicken was good. But you know chicken. It takes a while to cook. And yeah, I was over it. And it was hot as fuck in there. And yeah, I'm just bitching now. I'm done. Fuck you, Korean barbecue.
Fuck you!
All right. And that's it. I am done. Show's over, people. It's time for you to pack up your shit and go home. Okay? The diarrhea of the mouth has commenced, and it's time to go enjoy your day. That's all I'm going to tell you. And as always, I appreciate you listening. And, you know, without you, it'd be just me talking to myself. Which it is anyway. Anyway, so, hey, thanks a lot for listening, if you listened. And
I want to tell you, at the end of the show, I always tell my listeners, if you've made it this far, stay dangerous, my friends. See you next time.